You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
This is the Jabberjaw Podcast Network. Visit jabberjawmedia.com for more shows like this one.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey, this is Dewey Halpas, host of Peer Pleasure on the Sound Talent Media Podcast Network. Join me each week as I explore another long-form conversation with one of your favorite musicians, actors, comedians, or creatives. From Chino Moreno of the Deftones, John Gorley of Portugal the Man, to Fat Mike from NoFX and Ian MacKay from Fugazi and Minor Threat, we go all over the map. From Fall Out Boy to Slayer, Peer Pleasure has it all. Check us out now on Sound Talent Media.
Hello and welcome to episode 112 of the Manage Mental Podcast, a weekly discussion on hot topics in the music biz for the up-and-comers, the brand newbies, the beginners, and aspiring rock stars of tomorrow. This podcast is propelled by your input and feedback, so please rate and review and leave us a comment on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to this show. I am your host, Mr. Blasco, and as always, I am joined by my good friend, the co-host from the other coast, Mr. Mike Mowry.
What up, Blasco? How's everything in your world today, my man?
All good, all good. I'm going to ramp it up because you said that I sounded tired, so I'm going to put in a little extra effort.
I love it. Well, you got a great topic for us. I know that.
Yeah. In the last episode, we chatted about word-of-mouth marketing, which is one of my favorite topics. So go back and listen to that one. It was a really great episode. This week, we talk about fighting back against that inner voice that keeps you from your own success. This is going to be killer, so let's get mental.
Oh, yeah.
So, Mike, I found this post on Hypebot by Jake Udell of Art of Manager. And I haven't spent much time on that website, but it's actually pretty cool. And there's a wealth of pretty tight information on there. So for your own benefit, just throwing that out there. He wrote this article, and it's called Top 3 Fallacies Holding Back Your Music Industry Career. So I thought this might be good because I would figure that at the beginning stages, this is an important part where you got to get over that hump of people or even yourself talking yourself out of how good you think you are, other people, you know, haters kind of bringing you down, you know, just get fighting through the inner voice and the outside criticisms in the world. I actually was having a conversation with a drummer in one of the bands that I work with, and he was saying, man, he's like, you know, I look around on like YouTube now and I see the level of these guys, you know, playing, and I'm like, I might not even have started had I have been growing up now. Like just seeing the level of insanity of talent of these dudes showcasing their stuff on YouTube, you know. So it's kind of interesting that something like that could really hold a guy back, and yet he's in a super, you know, pretty successful band, you know, doing some real business on tour right now, you know. So
yeah, I mean, I think that's always, I mean, you know, I won't dissect that too much, but one of the things that I notice, and I think what I like about doing this podcast with you, is we sort of view it, you know, we are capable of saying we're from a different time, right? And mm-hmm. things during that time worked a certain way. And if we're taking our, you know, so in this drummer's case, he's using an old lens to look at a new situation. And I'm not faulting him for it, but you know, I think if he was a modern guy, right, he would be yeah. using the new lens, and he would surely get started just as he did. You know, because, yeah, sometimes I think if you're anything like me, you get a little overwhelmed some days. You're like, man, can't we go back to where things were more simple. But then what I love, and one of the reasons we do this podcast, is we get to say, you know what? Things aren't as simple as they once were, and we can either adapt and grow and change and educate ourselves. And that's part of what we're doing by giving back here. Or we could just, you know, I guess disappear.
So. Totally. So manager Jake Udell breaks down and debunks the top three fallacies that he hears the most frequently from the music industry's aspiring young leaders, second guessing themselves or undercutting their ability to succeed. Number one, I don't believe I can. Bullshit. There are no rules. The most successful leaders in the world all found the third door. And you can too, but it requires a complete shift in paradigm from the italics above. It feeds off your dedication to finding the exponentials. You may have to risk it all. You will fail, but eventually, if you push hard enough, time and time again, stay focused on your North Star and believe in yourself, you'll find your in.
Yeah, so this is cool. And I had to look up the third door, and thankfully in the notes you included a link to you know, his post, which he's got something called Tool Tuesday, and this is the third door, and it says, life is like a nightclub. It has three doors. There's a front door where 99% of the people try to enter. There's the VIP door for the 1%, the privileged, the connected. But what they don't tell you in school is there is always a third door. Whether it's the back alley door you pound on 100 times or the window through the kitchen, it's always there. And, you know, I love it. It, you know, requires a complete shift in paradigm from the italics above, which is, I don't believe I can. And, you know, I think what's so interesting, this is so cool. And I'm imagining you and I take for granted the third door, right?
Yep.
For part of the reason is now we're, you know, and I don't mean to sound this like we're VIP, but we're usually coming in the way the 1% come in. We're, you know, in your case, oftentimes you're in the band, you know, or we're managing the band, or if we're going to check out friends' bands or other industry things, we're being put on a list and we're being, you know, rushed in. And we're given a certain spot in the club. We're very fortunate to have that. But in getting to this point, both of us by being in underground bands, you in metal, me in punk hardcore, like essentially it, that was a third door in and of itself. Mm-hmm. And so I think we forget, or at least I forget sometimes, that not everyone has that same experience. You know, yeah. I sort of think like, oh, this guy's an aspiring manager. He probably had the same, you know, sort of experience that I did. He played in a band or worked with bands. And usually that is the case. And they're aware of it. But many of you people that are out there listening to this, and, you know, there's many of you in loyal listener land that may not know about this third door. So this is just, I mean, in and of itself, it's awesome that he brings this up, right?
Yep.
He says, you know, and the I don't believe I can goes into something that, hell, dude, I don't know about you. I still suffer from this some days. They talk about it at the top levels, the elite levels. CEOs of massive companies suffer from something called imposter syndrome. They don't think they're good enough, mm-hmm. right? They're running the biggest operations in the world, and literally they're looking in the mirror because all of us have self-doubt at times and say, how did I get here? I'm not worthy of this. I'm not better than this guy or that guy. The beautiful thing that he talks about is there are tools to get you to, you know, kind of change that thinking. And I think that's where successful people like yourself and myself, if we can call ourselves that, which I think we can, it's because I've had those, you know, I have learned over the years, frankly, by putting up experiences that show that I can, and yeah. I got to go back and draw on. And if I end up with a, you know, brand new band, a developing band, sometimes it's like, man, I don't know if I can do this. And then all I have to do is look back at the 10 to 15, you know, that I've had success with, and the other ones that, you know, though we didn't have success, we surely could have if other conditions were right. So,
yeah, I agree with you all 100%. I will add to the listeners that want a little extra credit. There is an amazing book called The Third Door by a kid named Alex Banayan. And the book just came out, I think maybe even like less than a year ago. It's pretty fresh, but it's a really quick read. And it's super interesting. And I'll give you the quick story to hook you in. So this guy, he was in college. He had a dream that he wanted to interview successful people, because he felt that there was a third door, that successful people knocked on the front door, didn't get an answer. And so they went through a side window to get in, and they're successful. And he wanted to interview people, and he wanted to find that through line. Unfortunately, he was in college and he didn't have a way to fund it. So what did he do? Mike, what did he do? He hacked The Price is Right and went on The Price. He stayed up and didn't study one night for finals. He looked how to hack The Price is Right. He went on The Price is Right, actually hacked it, won some yacht, and then flipped the yacht and took the money and invested it to where he could, you know, fund his dream. And he spent the next like 3 years or so interviewing people like Bill Gates and Lady Gaga, and to find this through line of the third door. It's an amazing book. Anyone that wants the extra credit should read it. It's really good, and it kind of talks about what he's talking about here.
That's awesome. And I think my favorite example of the third door that, you know, is probably some sort of not urban legend, but it's, you know, I think the way that I had heard it is somebody trying to get into a club, they dress up as a pizza guy. You know, they go buy one or two pizzas from a place and they walk in saying they've got a delivery for the band, you know, and then they're they're in the club. They've got nothing to do. You know, I don't know what they do with the pizzas. Maybe they sit there and eat it while the headliner's playing, or maybe they actually left it somewhere. But, you know, it's cool things like that that are just, you know, thinking outside of the box.
Yep. Number two, I have to do it on my own. Bullshit. We're in the information age. Mentorship is everywhere, from books and articles to conferences and your peers. Even individuals you view as superior to you will often answer a few of your questions. Even if they won't make time, there are likely several YouTube videos with them spilling their knowledge. Sometimes not knowing the answers can even be powerful.
Yeah, and I mean, this is a great point. I think, you know, more than just mentorship, it's really community as well. You know, I know in the last episode, I think it was the last episode, you talked about URM, you know, the Unstoppable Recording Machine stuff, which is what our buddies Al, Joey, and Joel, and Finn are all doing more on the recorded side of things. But there's a lot of synergy between what they do. And, you know, I think actually you and I went to the last conference together. Yeah. But they've built a community. And so while there's mentorship there, you can go and watch videos of, you know, Kurt Ballou or, you know, any number of other producers, you know, Machine was there, you name it. It's not only that, it's then having the ability to say, hey, I watched this or heard this or learned this to a peer. Because part of the challenge, I mean, the beautiful thing about mentorship or, you know, educating yourself is, yes, guys like Blasco and I are presumably more of experts. If we use the 10,000 hours theory, we are experts for sure. But when we give you something, we're on the other side of most of the problems. That's why we're able to give you our experience. You're in the trenches. You're in the foxhole. You're in whatever, you know, analogy you want to say. And there's nothing better than in that position to turn to the guy next to you, presumably in the exact same place, and say, hey, am I reading this right? Am I listening to this right? Did he really say this? The way I heard it is this. And to me, the combination of those two is invaluable.
Yeah. I mean, this is totally right. Like, no one should feel like they're alone of like, what do I do? It's just like, man, how do I record music? How do I write a song? How do I get more followers? Seriously, the answers to all that, or at least tips to answering it, are all at your fingertips. You know, you're not alone. And then I will add, and I've said this before here, it's like, look, if you're able to, you know, be at a convention or just be in the same room as someone that is, you know, a game changer of some sort, like, we all love to talk about ourselves. So it's like, as long as you're not like grossly over promoting yourself, like, ask questions. Like, we're totally cool. Like we like to talk about ourselves and about successes and about predictions for the future and all that. And so pick our brain, you know, we're here, at your disposal in the right environment. But like I said, like, you know, if you're lucky enough to be in a room, like make a relationship, don't just like shove your CD in some dude's face, like, you know, make a connection, you know, see if you can get an email address or even a DM and see if you can get a response to kind of build that relationship and help to educate yourself. So that's my tip.
Yeah.
Number three, I'm not worthy. Bullshit. Even if you say so, it's not true. We all deserve success. Sometimes the only thing more scary than failure is success. And when it gets close, it's sabotaged by insecurity. Imposter syndrome is a psychological pattern in which an individual doubts their accomplishments and has a persistent internalized fear of being exposed as a fraud. It can be a very real thing. Having a chip on your shoulder can be a good thing. It pushes you to drive harder, but when it's from a deep-rooted fallacy, it can lead to anxiety, depression, and lack of self-belief. You are worthy.
Yeah, I mean, personal experience here, this has been something that, you know, I've dealt with over the years of my career. And, you know, thankfully there are tools out there. And you know, I think a huge part for me, and this may not apply to everyone, is some of the stuff that we've talked about previously, like community and connectedness. You know, it's fun to think back, you know, when you and I started this podcast, it's because you and me and a couple of other managers at the time set up a weekly call to talk about things going on in the industry, just sort of to have a community, to have some sort of feeling of connectedness. I was back east in DC, you know, you were out here in LA, of course, but you know, that then, you know, that made me feel more connected. I could, you know, and that's how we ended up forming this. But, you know, so much of, you know, the I'm not worthy thing, I get it. And I know a lot of people that suffer from it as well. You know, a lot of what people, you know, do and need to do is there's a lot of little tricks and things that you could do to remind yourself that in fact you are worthy. In fact, almost everybody that really wants to give this thing a shot, whether it's in the industry or on the band side, you're definitely worthy of your shot. I'm not going to say you're worthy of success because it's a subjective business and there's certain things that, you know, you're going to have to do, but you're absolutely worthy of a shot. And simple things, even the reminder of looking yourself in the mirror every day when you wake up and say, I'm worthy of, you know, my place here to give this thing a shot. It can be as simple as that. That starts to change that narrative that many of us tell ourselves, you know, flipping it from I'm not worthy to, you know what? I am worthy.
I will also add, in addition to what he said and what you said, that it also has a lot to do, because this isn't necessarily a solo adventure, right? Like if we're talking about bands, you know, there's band members and then there's team members. You want to surround yourself with people that have an equal level of enthusiasm and belief in the project. So many times I feel like really talented people aren't successful because they surround themselves with the wrong type of person that has the wrong type of energy. And like I said, because it is a team effort, it's really important that you pay close attention to the team members, because honestly, man, if you've got a wrong team member, that could really be an anchor that weighs you down and prevents success. So yes, individually wake up every day, look in the mirror and go, I am worthy and I do deserve success, but also objectively take a look around at your surroundings and make sure that you've built, you know, a comfort zone of enthusiasm and support to help get you there, because everyone has to want the same level of success. Otherwise, it just will be debilitating.
Hell yeah.
Yes. And that concludes episode 112. Thank you for tuning in. We will be back here next week. In the meantime, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Blasco1313. We encourage you to email us any questions you have for the podcast to me at askblasco@gmail.com. If you have listened this far, much respect to you for making efforts to educate yourselves and taking your future into your own hands. Mike, what you got cooking?
Hey guys, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Mike O'Loop. And if you're interested in taking your career another step further, getting connected with a community, check out the tools and programs I've got to offer over at OuterLoopCoaching.com. Remember, just as our boy here, Mr. Jake Udell of Art of a Manager says, bullshit. Change that narrative in your head. You anyways, I was going to try to sum it up and put a nice bow on it, but you know what? I'm just going to say peace.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone.
This is the story of Whitney Houston.
This is the story of Kurt Cobain.
Of George Michael, of Otis Redding, of Amy Winehouse, of Michael Hutchence, Bob Marley. This is the story of Prince.
It's a new podcast series.
About how they died, why they died, and why we're still talking about them so long after.
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
It's storytelling.
But it's more than that, because rock stars,
they tell us how we feel. They change our mood.
They change the clothes we wear, the people we hang out with.
The way we remember things.
It's them who give us those ludicrous moments. The ones where you're
jumping around, singing your heart out, feeling understood.
And it's those moments we'll help you remember. The ones you're thinking about right now.
That feeling.
That feeling.
It's coming soon from Crowd Network.
Just search for Death of a Rockstar on your podcast app.
And subscribe now.
This is the Jabberjaw Podcast Network.